Well, Cancerians, welcome to Conjunction Junction. There's so many conjunctions that the moon is experiencing this coming week. We really have to go through them one by one, and you'll start to understand why things can become so intense. The overall motif is essentially struggling with where you want to go in life and who you want to be and how comfortable you are with yourself and how much you don't want to be controlled by others, but at the same time realizing how vulnerable our moodiness makes us to others, as well as how vulnerable our need for emotional connection can make us, even though we want to affirm ourselves as individuals or independent. We also don't want that. And so there's conflict. But we're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about the astrology first and then go into tarot. And I will offer you insights and solutions for this coming week. Remember, Cancerians, there's always an extended reading that I make. So if you want to come along with me for a continued message and more details, that link is below. You can also join the Unbound membership to this channel, which gives you unlimited access to all of the extended readings and all of the channel perks. So I hope you'll consider that. Remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. Cancerian content gets uploaded every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's over here on the west coast of the USA. And if you wanna join me for daily live tarot card readings, I do a general tarot card reading on my second YouTube channel, Monday through Friday, and that's Astrology Motivation. I'll attach the link above. So, now that we got all that out of the way, Cancer, the astrology this week is leading up to a new moon, but honestly, it gets a little bit easier and more harmonious right after the new moon. I would like to say that the new moon is really going to be wonderful, but it's not. It's intense. The new moon is really when the moon goes dark. But I think as a Cancerian, there's even more power there, because even though the sun shines really bright and it's said to eat up the moon, which is why our instincts and our intuitions have to take over, because it's almost like the one time in our existence when we're not reflecting the light of someone else. Instead, we're reflecting our own light. Now, our sun sign can dominate us at that time, but I also feel that gives us a lot of clarity as to who the fuck we are without connection to or needing everybody else. But the truth is this: what you're going to learn a lot about yourself this week is that you do need other people. And the trick and how are we doing this is how do we get okay with needing the connection we have to others while also asserting our individuality. And that, you know, from being a Cancerian, it is not easy. It is something we struggle with all the time, but I do believe that that struggle is what makes us brilliant. So in the beginning of this week, we open, I said Conjunction Junction. You remember that song from, oh my God, Saturday morning cartoons, man, fucking love that shit. It says Conjunction Junction, but not in the English language way. The moon is basically conjuncting first Uranus in a 2-degree conjunction, and then Venus in a 3-degree conjunction, and anything 5 degrees and under is a conjunction, but anything 2 degrees and under is a real tight conjunction. So we have a 3-degree conjunction that the moon is going to be hitting with Venus, and then a little bit later it hits Mercury, and then of course on the new moon it's conjunct within 1 degree of that new of the sun, and it's tense. There's a lot of tension there. There's a lot of I think there's a quincunx or no. There's a square to Jupiter when the moon is conjunct the sun. And then there's another really challenging aspect, I believe, to Pluto. But right afterward, we go to a trine to Pluto. We kind of harmonize. The good thing about this is, guys, it doesn't last for very long. But let's go back and explain. When the moon is conjunct Uranus in the beginning of this week, we know exactly who we want to be, and we want to assert our independence, and we don't want to feel like we need, not only not that we need anybody, but we don't want to feel Yeah, we don't want to feel like anybody else is dictating who we are. We want to assert our individuality. And this is a wonderful time, the beginning of this week, to get clarity about exactly who you are and what is important to you, because you'll have that burst of energies. I don't want to keep repeating the past. And maybe I don't even want what I used to want in the past. I want to do something on my own or make up my own path, right? And then we hit Venus. And Venus, that conjunction is gonna make us feel really harmonious and really good about our feelings, really lovely, really beautiful. This can be a very attractive time for us, but also a very lovey-dovey time for us. And then when we hit that conjunction with Mercury and our thoughts and our feelings are mixed, it could cause confusion again. So majorly, the confusion is going to be, like I said, between who we want to be and the life we want to live, and also who we want to share it with and what role they play in our lives, and if we have anybody at all, right? And then, so once the moon hits Mercury, there's the tension that starts to build, because moon Mercury is your thoughts and your feelings are the same. So it's hard to decipher or make decisions or even understand objectively. There's really no objectivity between your feelings and your mind. And then we hit that new moon, and the new moon comes on Tuesday, the 28th, and it's in a tense square to Jupiter. And Jupiter is expansive, and I'll tell you right now, squares to Jupiter aren't really that bad, but ultimately they are limiting in that sometimes we can't keep up with how much Jupiter wants us to grow, and almost like a feeling of, okay, I know what I want, I know the intensity of which I want it, but why isn't anything happening? Why do I still feel so obstructed and uncomfortable with change? Or in some ways, I don't really know how to explain it. Unseen, as if we fade and nobody's even noticing us. The truth about us is this: we are best when we reflect other people's light. And when we're not reflecting other people's light, it's not our time to shine, because we don't shine on our own. We shine by reflecting other people's light and volumizing other people. And that's what we've been doing all week. And that should give us a better understanding of who the hell we are once that moon goes dark and it's not reflecting anything. That's the clarity moment. And that's kind of like the tension that we're going to feel around the new moon is going to teach us or tell us exactly where we stand and what decisions to make, so that the next few days, when we're in a more harmonious position to Jupiter and Pluto, we can make those decisions with a clear mind and really start to see a comfort level come in with where our life is going. But all of this revolves around next step choices and changes that are happening within our lives. And let me say this to you, Cancerians, it's not all about us. I think the universe has a lot to instruct us on. And in the times when you're most confused, you gotta let go and say, I've done all that I can do. Universe, just guide me and align me, and wait for the universe to align, because sometimes we, as a cardinal sign, we've done all that we can do, and now we just have to wait for the rest of the world to catch the fuck up. And that's the tension with Pluto, I think, on Tuesday, Wednesday, or is it Monday, around the beginning of next week, is really, why isn't anybody else on our side, you know? And ultimately, sometimes you gotta wait for people to catch up. Because just because you're ready doesn't mean other people are ready, right? So let's get into the cards. I know you've been waiting for it, but I think the astrology is really important. So hold on, Cancerians. What do you need to tell us, God? We have be at home. So this is actually us saying to us, and I tell you, all these readings, I'm going to give you your wheelhouse, like your tool house. What's the best tools to use? Be close to home. Be close to home. Really close to home. Like actual physical, wherever you feel at home. Stay there. This is a good time to do it, or to realize little details, little nitpicky things that ultimately make home maybe feel a little bit, basically being able to see the details that make home feel not so like home, or why you've been feeling so uncomfortable. And it's in the details, right? The details now tend to the small things. There are little things or aspects of your home life. It could be literal, like your actual home, that need to be tended to. All of this is somehow playing front and center for you right now. Be home and tend to the small things. It's time to take care of, if you really want to be able to feel in control of anything in your life, take care of your house, take care of your family. Always go back to what is central to our character, to our nature, and never doubt that. When you're in doubt, what's my next step in life? Where am I supposed to go? What am I good at? Go back to home base and really focus on these small little details. I got to get more information though. Hold on. What do you mean tend to the small things? Be at home and tend to the small things, especially if you're spending a lot of time away from home. This is the time for you to come home and catch up. This is also could be health, because this is Virgo energy. It's almost like now is the time to sort of detox and catch up with those little things that you maybe have not been like really paying attention to, and they may make themselves very apparent to you. We have Nightingale. Love is all around, but it's in reverse. So this could be loneliness. This could be feeling like we're out there all alone, being separated from home, or feeling like whatever we do, people are nitpicking us and misunderstanding us, or that we're not being appreciated. Then we have Badger Spirit, be fearless and bold. It's almost like in some ways that sense of outsiderness that especially will pick up when the moon is conjunct Uranus in the beginning of this week is going to dictate the whole week for us, because there's a sense of, okay, if we just don't feel like we fit in, or we feel like we're always being nitpicked, or it's like somehow I'm just never good enough. It's almost going to fuel our fire to do something bold, to move forward, to make progress. It's going to motivate us. And then we have this and that are true. So seeing things from two different perspectives, seeing things from a different point of view. It's almost like agree to disagree in a lot of ways. And also keep things playful. It's good to be fearless and bold, but in a playful way, in a light way, not in a self-damaging or daredevil way. It's like just keep things light in your head and keep things playful. That'll be the way it works best for us this week. Sandpiper's spirit is be playful. Once again, this is a sense of almost like getting out there and just playing around. A very playful week, a very fun week. And it makes sense since there's so many conjunctions. It's like you're stopping by and visiting different friends and picking up their energies and learning more about yourself in the process. I don't know if you're visiting a lot or you're going to be around friends. It could very well be that you're getting yourself out there more because you're tired of being lonely, you're tired of being misunderstood, you're tired of being nitpicked, or you're tired of home feeling uncomfortable. So there's something here that has supercharged you to get out there and be playful and be flirtatious and introduce yourself or have a good time, which is really wonderful energy. Okay, but what is this with and who is this about? Who is this with? Like, what is this with? This is the heart chakra. So this is the opening and broadening of your heart and being courageous, and then passion ignited. So this is definitely a time, 4 + 1 = 5. So there's definitely a shift or a change, maybe in what you think is fun or how you enjoy your life or who you share that enjoyment with. Heart chakra is not only love and romance, it's courage, it's boldness. And we have boldness here, Aries energy, passion ignited. There's some sort of fire in you this week that I think is actually going to make you very, very successful. But this could also be, in a sense, it's almost like, I know that you know what I'm talking about. Cancerians, when you care so much about something and you people ignore you, completely ignore you. You're the one that's trying the hardest in the room and everybody's fucking ignoring you and paying attention to the people that need help. You know, it's like the curse of the good student in class. You get straight A's all the time. Your homework's always in. You do one thing bad, you get 2 weeks detention. But the bad kid in class is like getting all the attention all the time, and they do bad shit all the time. And like one thing good, and it's, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like for so long, it's just everything that you've done, these little things have been ignored. You haven't been appreciated. You haven't been appreciated doing what it is that you love, or what you maybe, where you feel most comfortable or feeling invisible to the people who are most important to you. So, which is hard, right? So this is almost like, I'm so done with it. It's like the frustration shit is just pushing you to explode in flame and be more fire sign like, and that brings out the cardinal in you and just shoot yourself right out of it. Just go forward. Also igniting your passion, something that could have been if you've gotten too docile and started to numb down and forget how much you cared about something. This is when you rediscover a real love and a real passion. And this is about, you know, those passions that you had as a child that never should have gone away, but they get extinguished over time because they're not reinforced, they're not validated, people don't support us, they don't encourage us, they ignore us, and things never seem to fall into place. And then now it's like reconnecting yourself. Okay, I'm going to do it just because I fucking love it. There's something that's happening this week that's going to remind you of who the fuck you are and why you really loved doing something that you did. And it's an opportunity that opens up to let you do what you used to do, what you used to love. That's really interesting. Tell me a little bit more about this guy. Tell me a little bit more about this. Only card that turned over, really weird, is Arcturian Council. And Arcturian Council has to do with healing, holistic healing. I don't know what's going on here. We got to dig deep in it. Can you just explain that to me, God? What is this holistic healing? What is that? It's almost like universal healing. Network, something in the network. Something in your network, something in the way that you communicate or reconnecting with a friend might be what ignites your passion for what you do, as well as helps you out and helps move you forward. Because we have Four of Cups here. This is a sense of kind of having the luxury of being able to choose between many different things. Or somebody, I'll tell you this right now, somebody is looking for somebody like you, and they've been trying to find it. They've had many choices. This could be applications for jobs, etc., etc. It's really a connection with a friend that helps bump you up into first place so that people see the hard work that you do and just how committed of a worker you are. It's almost like in some ways your dedication to what you've done has kind of made you a backdrop. And because you've got everything covered, instead of you standing out, and it's this connection through a friend that is actually pointing out just how fucking amazing your hard work is and how dedicated you've been and how long you've been doing this and how much you know about it. This is really interesting. Okay, we've got to pick a moon card for you guys. Hold on. This could also be hermit energy. Luck is on your side here, which is helping cast you into the future. Luck is on your side around the new moon. So it's this new moon that brings maybe an opening, a widening, like we said, that connection to Jupiter. This sense of maybe what's been getting in the way becomes very clear. Anyway, there's an opening, there's a widening, there's a broadening, there's an expansion of what your capabilities are, maybe how you might want to use what you do, or just a sense of, this is finally a breakthrough in work. And this is work that you've dedicated yourself to for quite some time. Hermit energy is maybe you do this work alone or you spend a lot of time alone. And almost in a sense of, I don't know. Why did the hermit show up here? Let's get some Virgo energy. Why'd the hermit show up here? There's something here about people. I just heard this. It's like people having selected other people who are standard, status quo, who do the right thing, check the right boxes. There's something very standardized here that you're working in and amongst. And it's almost like that's what people are seeing as good, not something different. But once again, there's this gathering of friends. There's this celebration or this connecting, this community. Maybe the secret then, this week, be at home, connect to a community. Connect to a community of people who are interested in doing what you do. And ultimately, I feel like you're going to be this, like the star in the room. Let's go to the extended, guys. But really quick before I go to the extended, I just want to say to you that this could also be that you have your people aren't noticing you because you're working in a very standardized type of community or type of field, or everything is, it's almost like in some ways they're ignoring you because it's like they're just waiting for the line order instead of who's actually impressive. And that could be causing a lot of frustration. And there's an impulse this week that could actually be self-sabotage. So don't go saying, well, it doesn't fucking matter anyway. They're not going to get to me, or they're not going to call me. And ultimately, so I'm just going to go do this stupid thing and nobody's going to notice. They'll notice because you're about to be called. You're about to be called. You will stand out. Or this is a sense of, yeah, like this, what you have to do to really manifest the, like finally getting noticed is not to give up. It's to give up needing the validation and realize I do this because I love it and I'm going to find the joy and pleasure in it again, but still preserve it and take care of it and get rid of anything, get rid of any of the toxins that would prevent you from being exceptional at what you do or being noticed. Because I know that it's like, it's always darkest before the dawn and we always give up right before we're about to succeed. So if you can avoid that temptation, this is going to be a very blessed week for you. Let's go to the extended now. Hold on.